Sunday Shir Chas.
So we're holding in Tesis. The Tesis was asking, in all the Rishonim Shtal Dekashe, why a Oimer Chetzio Sheli only gets a quarter? He has a Migu, he could have said Kulo Sheli, and then he would get a half. So now the Migu, that if he would say Kulo Sheli, he would win a half with a Shvua, let him now to say, even that he says Kulo Sheli, to win the same half, this is every Migu. The person says, you owe me money, here's a Shtal. You say, I paid back. So we say, if I would say Le'adam, no Yudvorim O'ilam, I don't know you, I would be potu. So even though I say that I owe you, and I owed you money, and it was a cheskas chiyuv, I'm never to say porati. And when I say I owed you, and I paid, and there's a shtar against me, so be'etzem is a cheskas chiyuv against me. Abaval, I could have said, I don't know you, and then I would be believed. So this is every time migu. So I could have said kulo sheli, and then I would get it. So now I said chetzio sheli, I have to get it. The migu that I could have said kulo sheli, and Tesis answered migu lo itzi lo yamrina. And a lot of rishonim hold that migu lo itzi yamrina. So if migu lo itzi yamrina, so we're back to the kasha. So why is not nemon the migu? And the rishonim answered two kind of tirutzi. When we go through the rishonim, I want to mind me the dvorim and mesader them siyata dishmaya. The Ran brings down the teretz, and the Muki Yosef also brings down the teretz. It's a migu de haoze. The Hainu. He's not comfortable to say kulo sheli. He's scared to say kulo sheli. It's a haoze. It's a chutzpah to say kulo sheli. And mainly he prefers to say chetzio sheli. So mainly he doesn't have a migu that he could have said kulo sheli. He doesn't want to say kulo sheli. Yishleima. First, it means that Migul Haitzi, Amrina, Le Amrina, Le Haitzi, Amrina. V'chitei m'ken, Lishgul Chetzio B'Shvua, Le'kashe, De'lo'ilom Le'amrina, Migul Le'betainus Shkulois. Aval Oche Yoyser Noyach Lo, he's more comfortable, Le'ma Chetzio Sheli, She'eno Meis Pono B'chaveiro Kol Kach, Mil'ema Kulo Sheli, She'itztorich Le'ayiz Le'gamri. And we explain it, Balabati, Shazar, he's so poshut. When he says Chetzio Sheli, he says, we picked it up together. I'm telling you, I did. I picked it up on the other side, you didn't realize. Kulo sheli, I'm saying, I was here before you. So I'm a chutzpah. I think it's not only a chutzpah on the other half. It's a chutzpah the whole time. When I say I picked it up together, it makes sense. Maybe we're together. You didn't realize I was on the other side. I was behind you, I was in front of you. When I said, no, I was picking it up, you were standing in the street. That's a chutzpah. So migu de haoze lo yamrin. Frek de Welt. Akasha, frag the welt akasha. How you could say that the migu de haoze lo yamrinen, the Ran himself, and Daf Gimel, the Gemara asks akasha, moide b'miktzas is chayev shvua. Come over to someone, you owe me money. If the guy says, I don't owe you money, he's potu. If he says, I owe you 50, it's moide b'miktzas. And moide b'miktzas is chayev shvua. Frag the Ran, frag the Gemara, believe him b'migu. Why he has to make a shvur? That is made of a mikzas. He has a migu. He could have been koifer akoil, and if he'll be koifer akoil, he'll be potu. So every made of a mikzas has a migu that he could have been koifer akoil, and if he'll be koifer akoil, he'll be potu. As I frag the Gemara. And the Gemara says, it's not a migu. Why? He doesn't want to say Koifer HaKoil. Koifer HaKoil sounds a chutzpah. Why? Rishonim explained, you come over to a person, he wants to lend some money. You give him $100. Where's my money? I never gave you. A chutzpah. But tells the guy, I think it was 50. Tell him, no, it's 100. I think it's 50. What do you think? This guy's memory is not so good today. But he's not a mechutzef. I'm not telling you, I don't know you. No, I remember, I borrowed from you money, I was stuck, and you were so nice. I just bumped it, it's 50. See, I have 250s in my pocket. I mean, so it's not such a... The Gemara says, Chazokin adon meiz ponu b'pnei bal choyvo. So b'meile, it's not a migu. So Tesis says in the Gimel, migu de'a oze lo yamrinan. Well, don't ask me a kasha. If Tesis says migu de'aoz de lo yamrimen, so why bekula shili vechetzia shili, Tesis did want that it would be a migu. That is not a kasha bichlal. Who said it's a'oz? I tried to say a half a talis. Same thing holds. It's the same chutzpah to steal a half a talis, a ganze talis. The guy picked up the talis. He started making up a story that he hanged on to him. Tesis doesn't see a difference in kula shili and chetzia shili. Some say it's a svarin of Balchoy. You're right, there's another answer. The Ran says that both cases are considered migud ha'oz. This is one kind of ha'oz, this is another kind of ha'oz. So at Teis, I'm not asking a kash. Teis is migud ha'oz, lo yamrin, and by us it's not migud ha'oz. Teis doesn't hold it, by us it's considered migud ha'oz. So I don't have a problem with Teis. But the Ran and the Gimel says, L'chur shteit in the Gemara, the migud ha'oz, lo yamrin. Frag the Ran and the Gimel as a mefurish gemorin bo bebasre. Hane, and by us, bebasre daf lamed vov, hane ize the achle chushle ben ardoe, was sheep that walked into someone's chotza, and they ate. Now, the balachotza doesn't have a proof that the izim ate, so he grabbed the izim, and he told the bailim, I have a migu, I could have said the izim I might. Migu that I could have said the easy my mind, believe me, that they ate. Now, to say that they ate is no chutzpah. I'm telling you, sheep ate, sheep eat. Could be, sorry. Oh, but to say that your sheep are mine, ain't a chutzpah gdei l'mizu. So we say that migu de'aoze amrinen. Zog deran, migu de'aoze amrinen. And the ganze you say that migu de'aoze lo yamrinen, it's only laftur mishvur. וישלוימה. דבד המיגו כי הגרוע הוא ולא יעולים להפתור המשבוע, כדי אשכה ממהילים במקצס. So he says, this means the Meidim Mikzas is not Potu Mishvu. You write that he has a Migu that he could have said Kulo Shali, or Potu, Koyfer HaKoyl, or it's Migu Da Oz. Hilkach, ki Amrinan Bani Izi De Neman, Bishvu Eko Amrinan. Umiru, Afal Gav, the Migu Goruahu, Mehani Luhuk Mohani Izi Bershus, the demand at office. So Shita Saran is Migu Lafture Mishvu Eloy Amrinen Lafture Mimomen Amrinen. Dehainu. If you want to potu Mimomen, Lemoshel, you want to hold on to the Izim, I could hold on. A Shvu I will need. But the Etzim Amomen, I could be Zeicha Bemigu. With a Shvu, I can be potu. But Etzim Amomen, I could be potu Bemigu. Could be Zeicha Bemigu at the moment. Meidah b'miktsas. It's the only shayla if he has to have a shvu or not. Ari 50 is meidah, 50 is not meidah. There's a chiyuv shvu in the other half. So to be potu from the chiyuv shvu, he can't be potu from the chiyuv shvu. He's mechuyuv to be nishma that he doesn't owe the other half. Because migu de ha'ozeh laftura mishvu lo yamrinen, laftura mimomen amrinen. Frek de ve'el, bayosin ar mishne. Tesis asked the kashin, the Ran asked the kashin. The one that says kul chetzia shali, led him to get a half, not a quarter. Migu that he could have said kulo shali, and then he would get a half b'shvua. Led him now to get a half b'shvua, not without a shvua, because even if he would say kulo shali, he would have to make a shvua. Oh, but led him, why is getting only a quarter? Led the migu to give him to get a half. Led the migu to give him to get a half b'shvua. So the migu is lafturim imamen, not lafturim mishvuah. Now you're giving him only a quarter, you're asking a kasha, he has a migu, give him a half. Migu that he could have said kulo shali, you're right, it's a migu da'oza, he will not be part of mishvuah. Anyway, he will not be part of mishvuah, because even if he says kulo shali, he has to make a shvuah. Even if he says kulo shali, he would have to make a shvuah. So why? And our sugi, the Ran says that migu de ha'oz, lo yamrin, stira in the Ran. As I develop, shtels the kasha. The Ran by us answers, why migu chetzi v'kulo shali, it's not a migu, because it's a migu de ha'oz. The first mahalach of the Ran, and the Mokir Yosef. So Tesis himself holds, it's not migu de ha'oz. The Ran holds it's migu de ha'oz. But the Ran and the Gimel says that migu de ha'oz lafturim imomen amrinem. Lafturim ishvu lo yamrinem. And by us it's lafturim imomen. I mean, we don't want the pattern of Mishvua. I mean, because even if you say Kula Shili, he needs a Shvua. And the question is, instead of giving him a quarter with a shvua, give him a half with a shvua. But a half with a shvua, you know? So if it's a half with a shvua, so the chur, the nigu has to help.
What
would
the
shvua
be?
Well, he said chetzi, he gets chetzi. So, das ist die Kasche. Sog der Welt, wo der Akdoma. Bei MS, die Kzois in Simen Pei Beis, Stolz an der Ahore, what is the Pshad, an Migu der Ahose, להפטור משבועה אמרין, לא, sorry, ניגוד האוזה להפטור משבועה לא ימרינן ולהפטור ממומן אמרינן. Right, this is the side of the run. ניגוד האוזה להפטור ממומן אמרינן ולהפטור משבועה לא ימרינן. To patter from moment the migu helps, to patter from שבועה the migu doesn't help. What is the difference? Why ניגוד האוזה להפטור ממומן אמרינן ולהפטור משבועה לא ימרינן? What is the difference? What is the difference? Zogt Reb Elchanan. Here's Be'etzem the Teir from Reb Elchanan. We have to know it because we nagia to us very much, even for today, for a lot of things. It's Tutz Dodim how Migu works. A person comes up with your friend, you owe me money, here is a shtar. He says, I paid you back. Migu, I could have said, Mizuyev, I'm Neman. Why I'm Neman? One side, Migu is a biru. Mali le shaker. You think I'm a liar? If I'm a liar, I have a better way out. This is called Migu Raye. Mali le shaker. There's another way to understand Migu. Not mitzad the Raye. I have a koyach hatayne. What is koyach hatayne? Koyach hatayne means like this. You come over to me with a shtar, I owe you $100. I tell you, listen, this $100, I have a way that I could keep by me. I would say I don't know you. You're right. Now I'm saying I know you, but I paid back. But I could have said I don't know you. Zokoya chataine, I be'etzem could be zoicha in the moment. Right? I could be zoicha in this moment. Just, I would have to say different words. I would have to dress my taina with different clothes. But the etzem a taina alein, I could be zeicha in the moment alein. I have a schus to be zeicha in the moment. This is where Reb Nochem explained alam al kayach taina. I'm telling you, this money is mine. I will ask you as a shayla. Lo yotzir, a person doesn't have to explain. I owe you money, I don't. Why? I don't explain, go to my lawyer. He looks in the list. Yeah, he could say that Lehadam. So if he has one excuse, it works. The halacha is, we tell a person you have to explain why. So we say, you're right, I have to explain. But in a different explanation, it works. So I have a schus, choshen mishpodik, my tiny potur is a tiny that wins. You're right. The way I'm dressing it, the words that I'm saying are bad words. This is the yesod of migu. It's called koyach hatayne. I have a schus. Mele zokt Reb Elchanan. Every migu has koyach hatayne and has a biruch. You could be winning with koyach hatayne. You don't need to win with the biruch. You could win with the koyach hatayne. Migu de'aroze. There's no biru that the guy is not lying. So I will explain. And every migu, I could win for two reasons. I have koyach hatayne. I could have said I don't know you. And also I have a raya. If I'm a liar, I would say mizuyev. So two reasons you could believe me. You could believe me because I could have said I paid you. Lehadam. So I have a schus in the moment that I have a way to win the chishon mishpat. So even though I'm saying different words, I win. And I also have a raya that I'm saying the truth. Because if I'm a liar, I would say a different taina. So every migu, normally I have sai koyach taina and sai biru. Migu de aose koyach taina I have. You're right? But biru I don't have. Why biru I don't have? I'm scared to say that I don't owe you money. I'm so scared. I don't have the chutzpah to do that. So you ask me, I have a raya that I'm not a liar. Because if I'm a liar, I would say the second taina. If I'm a liar, I would say the second time. I'm scared to say the second time. There's no right that I'm not a liar. But if I'm a liar, you write that it's a chutzpah to say that I don't owe you. Chutzpah, chutzpah. But if I would say that, I would win. So I have a koyach. If you have a raya that I'm not a liar, there's no raya. I'm a liar, and I'm trying to go in the soft way. I don't want to start up with you. I have alamon. Aber birur emigu be'aoza, I don't have. Meile zokt, Rabbi Chanon. When it's a shayla of chayshin mishpot, in koyach hatayne, you win in chayshin mishpot. Aber lafture mishvue, why Hashem said it needs a shvue? Things sound not right here. It's made of a mixas, the Terry has choshedim. Make a shvuah to find out. So the Meile, the Migu doesn't help. When Hashem wants a biru, shvuah doesn't help. Migu the Ahoza doesn't help. When is a shailin choshen mishpot, choyachatayna wins. Even then it's Migu the Ahoza. Even without the raya, I could win with the choyachatayna. But when I need a biru to prove that I'm saying the truth, every place that the Terry has matzrich a shvuah, the Terry wants a biru. The Torah wants a raya. But Migud HaOze, I don't have a raya. There's no raya in Migud HaOze. Fakam, he said Oze Taina because he's scared to say that Taina. Oh, but the Metzias Koyach HaTaina Homer. He has the Koyach HaTaina. This is the regular Nusach to understand why the Ran and Daf Gimel is Mechadesh. This is what the Rabbi Chanan, the copy says it klo. It's a famous kasha. The choice, what is the difference? Migud HaOze laftura mishvue lo yamrinen ve laftura mimomen amrinen. I want to be madgish, to remember. So what is easier? Laftura mimomen is easier. Laftura mishvue is shvacher. Right? It's migud HaOze laftura mimomen amrinen. Laftura mishvue lo yamrinen. You could say the same thing in a little bit different nusach. To pater for momen is easier. Small raya. To patu mishvua, you need a starker raya. Same idea, like Rebbe Chana. Chayshin mishvua? But when Hashem wants a shvua, I need a stronger raya. I'm saying the same thing of Rebbe Chana, just instead of saying koyachatayne and biru, I'm saying even if both is biru, far Rebbe Chana, aber migu de'aoze, lo shenaran, it's migu gorua. It's a shvacher migu. So normally chayshin mishvua, it's enough. But after Mishvua, when Hashem wants a biru, it's not enough. So again, we're stealing from Rebbe Chanan on the Yesod that when Hashem, why Migul after Mishvua needs more? Right? This is the answer of the Ran and the Gimel. Migul after Mishvua needs more. Migul also doesn't work. Why? So we answer. What we're answering is because Rebbe Chanan told us, when Hashem was Matzich Hashvua, he wanted more. He wanted a raya. Migud HaOze doesn't give us. So why laftur mimomen it's enough? So Rabbi Chanan says, dear, I don't need to work with a raya. Dear, I could work with koyach hatayne. Or we could say balabatish. Dear, it's enough to work with a smaller raya. It's a little bit raya. Not such a stark raya. Maybe I'm scared, but maybe not. So in Tunus Chol, again, Rabbi Chanan is the key. The Hainu that left, that when Hashem needs a Shvua, he wants a starker Biru. Migu de Ahoza doesn't produce it, doesn't give us. Migu de Ahoza doesn't have it. So why in Mominess it is good? So here we say one of the two, why in Mominess it is good. Other the Pshat, Mominess Taki works Mamish with the under track with the Mahalach of Koyach HaTayne. These are the words of Rebbe Chanan. Other for Mominess, it's enough, even a Shvacher Rai. Still here is glad. But we have weiter the stira and the ran. So why the ran by us answer that he can't have had a shvua, but why he can't get chetzi? Because Migud HaOze can't give him a chetzi. Because he doesn't want to say kulo. He prefers to say chetzi. So it's a Migud HaOze. But Migud HaOze to give money gives. Laftura mimomen works. Only doesn't patur mishvua, and here we didn't want patur mishvua because the migu cannot patur him. Because even if he would say kula shali, he would have to make a shvua. Zog de velt a chidush. The Ran will learn that when migu de aoza laftura mimomen only works, it's only laftura mimomen, and not to be moitzi mimomen. Not to be moitzi mamen, only laftura mi mamen. Only lafturim imamen. Only lafturim imamen it will help. Aber not lahoitzi imamen. And by us, it's lahoitzi. Why by us it's lahoitzi? First, it's only muzik in a quarter. But even in the quarter, we saw shita sarah that everyone is muzik in the everything, and the Ran calls it miguloitzi. I'm not the one that is mechadish that it's called miguloitzi. And this is what the Ran said. He said, Taisa says that it helps, miguloitzi, and the Ran says it's called miguloitzi, because shtei muzokim ba'akol, which is the Ran says miguloitzi amrinen. But the Ran himself calls it miguloitzi. Now it's meduik in Loshon HaRan and Daf Gimel. Umiu avagav de migu guruahu mehani leukmi hani izi birshusa demanded office. It helps to leave the easing by him. It doesn't say it helps in choshen mishpat. It helps leukmi hani izi. And Azay the Shachin Kloli Migu brings down that a lot of Rishonim hold that even the migu de ha'oze helps and momen, but not lehoitzi momen. The Ran and Klolim migu simen pebeis mizdav and ma'ari kanon migu lehoitzi amrinen migu de ha'oze amrinen, but migu de ha'oze lehoitzi lo yamrinen. The Velv asked the Kasha, you know, all of you have the new koivetzim. It's hard to get the old ones, and the new koivetzim, it's a little bit ba'ya. If you go back to the Ran by us, I'm about to read a word. Loi kashe. Why the migu doesn't help by us? De le'olam lo yamrinen migu elo betayne shkulois. The word le'olam in the old koivetzim, they didn't have it. De lo yamrinen migu only if the taynes hashove. Migu de ha'oz de lo yamrinen. L'hachzik ye? On our suge we don't say. So we answer, dear it's lehoitzi. Here it's lehoitzi, migu da oze lo yamrinen. Dav gimel, it's lehachzik, migu da oze amrinen. But the Loshon HaRan, de le'oilom lo yamrinen migu. Look, in the Mekiyosif, the word le'oilom is not there. De lo yamrinen migu, elo betayne shkulis. Say? But the Ran, that adds, it's our old Ksav Yatak has it. The lo'ilom lo yamrin and migu elo betayin leshkulos. Mashma never, never. This is one tablet. We'll go right. The Moltke also brings down this kasha. Why we don't have a migu in our sugya? So Teisa said migu lehoitzi. The Ran said migu de'oz. The Moltke brings down b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. ואם תוימר, המי אינו נויטל אלו רביע לשתה בשיר חצי שלו והיא תלה חצי מי גדיבו יוצא אומר כולו שלי הישם רבינותם הישם רבינותם תלו ימרינן מיגו על מומן זה במיגו דיבו יליט ומומן אחר. We call it in the lotion of the אחרונים מיגו ממומן למומן לא ימרינן. This is the club. מיגו ממומן למומן לא ימרינן. וכן הישיב רבינו אפרים מכתבי לא, לכל מיגו תולוי באויסי דובר עצמוי. ויבוי אומר להדם, אומר ננצו מהם. אבל לא ממומן למומן. אז זה כלל מיגו ממומן למומן לא ימרינן. Why? Why we don't say מיגו ממומן למומן? I could say מיגו that I could have said, I don't know you, I pay. מיגו that you're not a psulo. Migu that I paid you back the money. Of a migu that I could have asked for more, we don't say. Migu mi momen le momen lo yamrinen. Now the Molche, he's the one that all the achroini bring him down. Migu mi momen le momen lo yamrinen, but he doesn't explain why. Now we have main two reasons, two mehalchim. We'll build it up much more, but while it's a nice Indian and Adrabah, maybe someone will manage to get to the bottom of it, Adrabah. The Ran in the Muki Yosef, it's mashma, mitzad migu de ha'oze. It's another branch of migu de ha'oze. If you read the Loshon HaRan and the Muki Yosef, when they bring down the Steretz, first they say migu de ha'oze lo yamrinen. Ve'oi! שאין אומרים מיגו אלא באויסו דובר עצמו שהוא תובע מדובר לדובר לוי, אפילו כשהם עושה שתי דבורים שקולים, אפשר שבדובר אחד הוא מייז, ובדובר אחר, אף על פי שהוא שוקל, אין היוכל להויז. And I will explain. The first teretz was stam to say kula shali etzahozer. I grabbed from the left, I came from the back, I jumped on you. It's mikud ha'ozer. Now he's saying it under a chiluk. Not because kula shali is more from chetzia shali. Kula shali sounds grab. Chetzia doesn't sound to grab. I don't stop. What migu helps, I could taina on this moment a different taina. To taina on a different moment, you don't know my cheshbonus. Why I didn't want to take the other half could be different reasons. So we don't say migu. So lefi the ran and the mukiyosef be'etzem is the zol b'teretz of migu da'oze. One answer is migu da'oze because I'm scared to say the word kula. Second, from one money to the other money, it's also migu da'oze. Every time from one money to the other money, no, it's called migu da'oze. Different kinds of migu da'oze. So it's the same teretz, just in different words. You see the Mekiyosef, he says a third mahalach, why is migu da'oze? The Ram says only two. The Mekiyosef says he prefers to say that. Else, all, everything is an answer of migu da'oze. Just different visions of the answer of migu da'oze. The Modcha didn't say a word of migu da'oze. He only said that you don't say migu mimamen lemamen. And we'll carry on. And he's mamshich. And he's asking a kasha on himself. If you don't say migu, and here's the lomus. Listen carefully. Here's the nekuda. If you don't say migu mimamen lemamen, so why moide be miktsas the gemara wanted him to have a migu? What is the migu moide be miktsas? What he could have said? Koyfer hakol. So when he moide be miktsas, you owe me 100. You say 50. So believe me, at this 50 migu that was koyfer hakol. I say I owe you 50, and the Torah said, make a shvuah on the 50 that I deny. But I say I'm koy for 50 and I'm moide 50. So what I moide, I pay. But believe me, what is my migu? Believe me on the other 50, because I could have been koy for the 50 that I was moide. It's me mom and le mom. It's me mom and le mom. I'm saying over moch. I'm saying over moch. Frag the Modcha, how you could say that we don't say migu mimamen lemamen? What is my migu? I'm at the madgish. I come over to you, you owe me ankle, you owe me $100. You say, 50 I owe, 50 I don't owe. So the 50 you owe, you pay. And the 50 that you don't owe, you have to make a shvua. You say, pardon me from shvua, I could have lied on the other 50, and if I would lie on the other 50, and I would say Kaifer HaKol, I would be potter from Shvuah. Right? So now, pardon me from Shvuah, because I could be Kaifer HaKol. It's me momen le momen. I want to be potter on what? It's a $100 bill. I'm more than 50, and I have a Shvuah and this 50. This I'm paying. I say I don't want to make a Shvuah, because if I would be Kaifer, and I would not more than this, I would not make a Shvuah here. Right? If I would be Kaifer HaKol, I would not make a Shvuah. So migu that I could have been not more than the 50, pardon me from the shvua. It's a migu mi momen le momen. What? The Gemara asks a kasha. The Gemara says, one second. The Gemara answers migu de ha'oze. The Gemara says, a zaydi keteretz. A zaydi, I mean. The Gemara says, a zaydi keteretz. A minute. Rechure. It's migu mi momen le momen. Let me say the Modcha inside. ממומן למומן גבי מפני מהאום ואותוי רמי למיקס עזתי נאישובה ופיר השריל לכמו נהם לבמיגו דקויפר הכל וחור עצמיגו ממומן למומן וחור עצמיגו ממומן למומן. And the Gemara doesn't answer what someone wants to say. If maybe if we will learn like the Ran, the Gemara answers migudei ha'ozer. Lefi what we say now, even if we learn like the Ran, why we don't see migu from one money to the other money? So what the Gemara wants? The Tera said the Gemara answers it's a migudei ha'ozer because he's scared. The kula boyle loydi. Stop. We don't see migu from one money to the other money. Well, this was the yisoy. What was the yisoy? We don't say migu that I couldn't be koi for the other money. The Ran and Mukiyosu said, because maybe on that money I have some scaredness, I don't want to tie in on that money. I don't know what is my story. Or we'll find a different reason. About the Modcha starts, and he says, we don't say migu moment to moment. Frank the Rakashi from Moedim and Mikzas. Dear Lechur is exactly the same thing. I have to lie on different money to be potur and shvu. Exactly the same thing. And when the Gemara answers Ha'ozah, she doesn't answer then every moment and moment it's Ha'ozah. She answers a specific answer there that a person owes his friend money, he's scared to say Kula Shadi. We're not saying, now the Maharach is not going that it's a specific scary diner. We never say moment even from a different money to another money. And for the Ran, the Modche Pirishri Le Kamon. Yeshloima, the Hainu lefotro mishvuga, the migu koldo patrinal mishvua. No, there was laftura mishvua. Migu laftura mishvua is very easy. Laftura mimomen, it doesn't work. Aber migu mimomen lemomen laftura mishvua amrinen. Mamashmot. Second ago we said, migu de aozel laftura mishvua lo amrinen. Mominess, it's easy. Mominess, it's easy. Now the Modcha is saying Svoris Afuches. He's saying, I'm saying a Yisoy that Migu Mimomen Lemomen Layam Rinen. So why the Gemara wants Moedim and Mikzas to work? El Afturim Mishvua, you could say even Mimomen Lemomen. Afturim Mimomen, you can't say Mimomen Lemomen. And we saw a second ago that the Svoris are exactly fuck out. We saw in the Ran, Migu De Ha'ozer, Rebbe Cholon explained, because you need a starke biru. Yeah, you can get away with it with something easy. And now he's saying, fuck it, mimomen le momen, and momen it works. It doesn't work. No, it can't. After mishvu, you can get away with it. That's shvach and migu. Mamish svores afuches. Zog Rabbi Seinu. Listen to this. Mamish bro. Klo. Zog Rabbi Seinu. The pshat is as they. Avada, we're not learning in the Modchal derech deran that the reason mimomen lemomen because he's scared. I think the Modcha didn't say it. I have also rais, but without rais. We're not learning like that in the Ran. Man, we're not learning this in the Ran. It's not mitzad that he's scared to tie in the other moment. So why migo mimomen lemomen lo yamrinu? Zog de lomdim. We said migu is koyach hatayne and migu is biru, right? Zog the world. The Modcha learns if you want to be zoiche and momen, you have to work with koyach hatayne. What is koyach hatayne? I have a koyach to be zoiche in this moment, right? I could say different words. So I have a schus in this moment. Migu mi momen le momen, and this moment I don't have a koyach to be zoiche. I can't be zoiche in this moment. I could tie in a different moment. But in this moment I don't have a koyach to be potu. Val, in this moment I don't have a koyach to be potu. So migu mi momen le momen lo yamrina. I'll give you the normal example. I tie in my the jacket is mine. I have a migu. You know, I was working by you for 10 years. You know how much times I could have stolen money? Millions already I had in my hands. So he said, that millions you take a good. But this jacket you don't have a way to get. So migu mi mamen le mamen lo yamrina. I'm telling you, bigger than I could have stole your car, believe me now that the jacket is mine. Because, araya yo. Look at that, I'm honest. If I'll be a liar, you'll be poor today. It's a raya. It's a raya that I'm not a shakrim. Aber nicht kim koyach hatayne. Birur yeh. I have a way. Believe me, I'm true. If not, I will burn your house. So for sure I'm saying the truth. Aber koyach hatayne I don't have. There's no koyach hatayne though. The male migumi moment le moment, we don't have koyach hatayne, we have biru. So now look, it's givaldi. When you want to be zoyche be moment, migumi moment le moment doesn't help. When you want to be potu mishvu, you need only a biru. Migumi moment le moment helps. So it's not kustiras. Behind, was no svore safuchas. Migu de aoze, I don't have a biru. I have koyach hatayne. So it helps the potu mi moment. Doesn't help the part of Mishvu. Migu mi moment le moment. Raya I have, Kachatayna I don't have. So mi moment it doesn't patter. But from Mishvu it patters. This is the way if you want to watch. I said, because of Rome, I saw write it very wrong, long by Chove. You can see it inside there. This is the way the Velt years ago learned the Moltke. Dahainu. Not like we're not going with the Mahalach of the Ran that the reason Imam al Imamun is because I'm scared and it's a branch of the Sugi of Migu de Aoze. No Shaykhis de Aoze. This is the Ran and Muki Yosef. We're not going with that. The reason we don't see Migu Imam al Imamun is because felt in Koyach Hatayne. I need a schus in this moment. Aber Raya Sido, we made a lafturim Mishvue, Migu Imam al Imamun Amrina. Lafturim imamen, loyamrinen. Because here it's not enough to have a raya. En moitzi imamen on muchzokus. Can be moitzi imamen with a small raya. To patu mishvu, it helps. Aber to moitzi imamen, you need koyach hatayne. Mashenge migu de aoze, I have the koyach hatayne. But I don't have the raya. Me lafturim mishvu, loyamrinen. Lafturim imamen, amrinen. Till here it's glad. Aaron, it's close to you? Close. Frekt Reb Chaim, it doesn't start belomdes. Belomdes, you don't have to have yedias, you have to have a seichel. Frekt Reb Chaim, in the case that I'm explaining it, it sounds so good. If I tied it, the jacket is mine, I was working by you for 20 years. What is the case in Moedev and Mitzvahs? You owe me $100. You say 50 yes, 50 not. So I say, okay, 50 yes pay, 50 not, make a shvur. Make a shvur. Make a shvur. 50 you owe, pay. The other 50, make a shvur. So listen, I'm part of a shvur. If I would be kofer a koil, I would not have to make a shvur. So believe me. Zog dera, bolche, it's migu mi mamen le mamen. Why? You want me to be kofer? What's the case? 50 I'm moide, 50 I'm makrish. I want to be part of a shvur on this 50. Migu, I'll be kofer the whole thing. So I have to kofer this money as well? It's mamen le mamen. I'm asking you a shayla. When I'm koyfer a koil, where is my koyach hatayne? And the 50 that I'm koyfer, or in the other 50 also? Think bad, bad. The sorb shooter. Someone comes over to me, I owe $100. I say 50 yes, 50 no. And the 50 no, I need to make a shvur. So I say, believe me, I could have been koyfer a koil, then I'll be potu. So now, even that I'm moide, pati mi mishvu and this half, right? This is my time. Zog deran, it's moment le moment. So I understand. If it's migu de aoze, then I'm scared to add more money, but we're not going with that. I need a koyach hatayne to be here. I can't take koyach hatayne from here and to be believe in this time. Right? I can't believe koyach hatayne from this to be believed here. When I'm koyfer a koil, where is my koyach hatayne? And let's think good. When I say I don't owe you a penny, why I'm potu? Because I don't owe you a million, because I say that I don't owe you now. I don't owe you this 50. Just if I'll be more than this 50, so it will be a reyuse in this 50, and the reyuse from this 50 will cause me to make a shvur. So I have a migu that I will not do this reyuse. And the Mela I'll be patu. I'm not stealing Koyach HaTayne. I was your worker for 10 years, and I could steal that money. So from that money, bring me the Koyach HaTayne to this. This, you can't bring Koyach HaTayne. I mean Koyach HaTayne from this thing himself. But here, when I'm Koyfer HaKoyl, I'm bringing Koyach HaTayne from somewhere else. When I say I don't owe you money, so I don't make a shvur. Why? But why I don't make a shvur? When I say I don't owe you money, why I don't make a shvur? Because I don't owe you money. If I'll be more than the other 50, so be a reyuse. Listen, 50 is more, something is strange here. So I have a migu, I could have not do that, and then I will be potu. Not that then I will be potu, I'm sucking my ptu from that 50. I will not have a reason to be mischayev. I'm not taking a tiny ptu from there. I'm taking a tiny ptu from there. So we have a problem. We don't understand pshat in the Modche. We don't understand pshat in the Modche. The Modche says that Yisoid migu mimamen lemamen loyamrinen, and he shtals the kasha. And he answers shvua is different. It's easier. So we knew for sure he's not going like the Ran, that the Yisoid of migu lemamen lemamen is because it's more scary. We shlok mehalach aleph. So we went mahalach based like the dvar because Avraham and the Achroinim that the chisson moment moment is keach atayne. It's a very nice hezbel. It's a very nice cheshbel. But what is asking a kasha? This kasha says shiur baruch ber. And there's a whole shiur that was the shiur b'shem Reb Chaim that the kasha of the Modche doesn't start. The kasha doesn't start. It means that this, it's not what the Modche was learning. We'll go one more step. Tesfes Arosh brings down the Teretz from Rabbi Nutam and a third Mahalach. Why migu mimomen lemomen lo yamrinen? We have the Ran scared. We have the Lomdes Koyach HaTayne. Tesfes Arosh says two lines. Yeah, Rabbi Nutam already didn't explain. He said migu mimomen lemomen lo yamrinen. Zog Teisus HaRosh ומי הוא כל השלי ועוד יש לו אימא פריסיס אז מיגו לא הייתי דלו ישייך מיגו אלו להאמינוי בתיין הזו שהוא טוין על אוי סודובר שהוא טוין עליו במיגו שהוא יוכליתו עם תיינו אחרס יויסר יופו מזו אבל כי הגבנה להאמינו על חצי או שהוא טוען במיגו דבו יטוען עלי לחצי לא ישכחו. What he says, the Ramban explains it more. He says, Givaldik. He says, I say למושל, you owe me money. Here's a shtar, $100. Say, I paid you back. Say, how you can say you paid me back? You know, I have a shtar. You know, I have a shtar. How you can say you paid me back? I say, listen, I have a migu, I could have said at the Mezuyev, and then I'll be believed. So now that I say that I paid you back, I'm Nemon. Hear me, I'm Nemon. Now that I say that I paid you back, I'm Nemon. Lemaisa, I'm saying I paid you back against a shtar. Shtaucho biyodi, my boys. But I could have said Mezuyev, and then I would be so chazak. So I take the power of Mezuyev, I stuff it in to my taina, and I win, right? I say, chetzio sheli. Why did they give me only a quarter? Why would I say chetzio sheli, give me only a quarter? Because the other guy claimed that it's his. So my taina is a 50-50 taina. He says, I say, they cut it to two. I have a migu. What is my migu? I would say kulo sheli. When I would say kulushali, it's a better taina? No. Just I'll be fighting in a bigger area, so the half will be bigger. Oh, but I'm not stronger, so I take to my taina that taina. That taina doesn't win. That taina doesn't win. Kulushali is not a winning. When you say kulushali, what do you do? You say kulushali, I say kulushali, what do you do? They give you a half. So when you say kulushali, how much do they believe you? A half. Now you said a half. Believe me, I could have said kulo sheli. And then we'll believe you have. So we believe in you have now also. You write that if you will say Kula Shali, you will be in a much bigger area, and B'meni you will be Zayich and a half. So again, if Migu is Koyach Atai Birul, weiter is a riot, and I'm not a liar. Because if I'm a liar, I'll do a shtick. I will ask for millions, and I'll get a half a million. So then, I have a riot, and I'm saying the truth. Because if I'm a liar, I have a way to win. But we say Migu is not a riot. Migu is Koyach Atayne. Same thing. What is Koyach Atayne? I want to suck my Ne'emanus from Yerem Tayne. We believe you very much. We suck the Ne'emanus from that Tayne and we want to give it to you. But what is the Ne'emanus of that Tayne? Exactly like the Tayne now. And Kulo Shali, you get 50. So now also you get 50. You can't get more from that Tayne. Migu is alamol. I have a winning taina, even that I taina a shvacha taina. Believe me, like the winning taina. The kula shali is not a winning taina. So it's not a winning taina. The kula shali. If I ask for more, so the pshara that the basin will do will be a half. But we can make you stronger. I say Chet Yashali. Yeah, we believe you like Kula Shali. What do we believe in Kula Shali? That you may be saying truth. So now also you may be saying the truth. Physically, you will get more money. Again, if it's a biru, I have a raya, I'm not a liar. If I'm a liar, I would come, I would win. I could stole it from your house for 10 years already. But we're going with Koyach Atayne. It's a revolt. Emotional. Feed this. Lu Yitzur. I could claim not on the jacket, I could claim on something else that is mine. And there I'll be believed, so I'll believe that the jacket also. If the first mahalach has to be in the same money. This mahalach says I could take Koyach Atayne for somewhere else. But it has to be a winning taina, not the same weak taina, just spread in a big area, so practically you get 50%. So what is the kasha for Moedim and Miktsas? Koyver HaKoyl is a better taina. Moedim and Miktsas is a schwache taina. If I'll be Koyver HaKoyl, the whole thing would be a better taina. Not that half would be a better taina. So if the answer if it tastes a rosh is, then why you don't say Migu Mimamen Lemamen is because? Why you don't see Migu Mimamen Lemamen is because what? Because I have to have a better taina, not to stretch the taina, just to have a better taina. This is the essay of Migu Mimamen Lemamen. So what is the kasha from Koyver HaKoyl? So it comes out, Rabbi Yisai, we have the vowel three pshotim in Mimamen Lemamen. The Ranz Mehalach, that he put it in the family of Migu De'Ozer. We have the first mahalach, we said Koyach Atayne, and the third mahalach that we said has to be a better taina. All of these three mahalachim and the molcha don't shtim. We need a fourth mahalach and the molcha. Why migu mimomen lemomen lo yamrinen? Again, we have to remember, Tesis doesn't hold from it. Tesis did not hold from the Teretz in moment to moment. Tesis answered only Migul Haitzi Le'amrina. But the Rishonim answer is said that the Poiskim bring in Dalla Alochen Klole Migu, Migu Mimamen Le'amrina Le'amrina. And we said Nafkiminis, from a different jacket. So we have one Ma'alach, it's Ha'oze, with the Mukyasef in the Ran, and Mukyasef adds more cases of Ha'oze. We have the Lomdes of Koyach Atayne. It's very geschmack the way Birkas Avraham wants to learn in the Molche. So Reb Chaim, it doesn't stim with the Molche because he asks a kasha from Daf Gimel. And the third mahalach is has to be a better taina, but it's also not shvel from Daf Gimel. Koyver HaKoyl is a better taina. Forget a man taining Koyver HaKoyl. It's very shvel. It's interesting if you look at the Molche. The Bach Taina is that the Molche never asks from Dav Gimel. He raises the slide. I think he raised it because he learned one of the pshatim that we said, so he knew that he doesn't ask from Dav Gimel. So what he asked, the Bach Mamash helps, it's the Mashlim, the Tzura Sadvorim, the Anshe Shem, he also, and the Molche helps. He asked Taisus his Kashe, I hear you, Shtikul Teire. that you don't say migu mimomen lamomen. Lafturah mishvuah, right? This is what the Malacha says. That migu lafturah mishvuah mimomen lamomen lo yamrinen. I'm sorry. The Malacha asked the kasha, migu mimomen lamomen lo yamrinen. Why the Gemara and the Ches wanted that we will say migu, that he could have said kula shali to patur him bishvua? Are migu mimomen lemomen lo yamrine? The Bach learns that the Malacha is asking the kasha, Tesis is kasha. Again, if we mentioned already that the Shita and all of them said that Tesis came to ask a kasha. He knew that people will answer him tirutzim, and he came to shloge that is a Gemara and Daf Ches, that the Gemara wanted that the Ches Yeshali will be potu mishvua, migu that he said kula shali. And it's mimomen lemomen. So the Bach said, what is the answer? Lemotche, it's not a kasha, because mimomen lemomen, patu mishvua. The Malacha l'shitosa, it's not a kasha, because moment le moment, patas mishvua. So the Bach learns that this is what the Malacha is ois cheshmini. He answers that moment le moment, patas mishvua. Now, there's one more chaylek, Rabbeinu Peretz. This is Rabbeinu Peretz, comes and says, another teretz and tesis is kasha. Divine, we have four or five terutzim. We had migu lehoitzi, then we had three mahalchim of migu b'momen lemomen. Molchim maybe is a fourth mahalach, so it's maybe five. Zog Rabbeinu Peretz, I have a teretz. And some bochim already asked this kasha themselves. You can't say a migu by us. The guy says chetz yeshali. Believe him that a half is his. The other guy says kula shali. He could have said kula shali. The guy is not a liar. He thinks that he picked it up together. He's having a mistake. He's not a ganav. When you say amigo, the guy comes over, I paid. Don't believe you. Believe me that I paid, because if I'm a liar, I would say mezuyev. Here, two people are picking up a metzia, and a mistake, everyone thinks that he picked it up first. But he doesn't have a migu. The guy doesn't listen. I picked it up. You think that you picked it up. What the guy says, I picked it up together with you. And I say, it's not together. You think that it's together. So half is for sure mine. And the other half, chetzi chetzi. But believe me that I picked it up together with you. Migu that I could have said kula shali. You would not say kula. You're not a shakram. If I'm telling you you're a shakran, so take you have a migu. I'm not telling you you're a shakran. I'm telling you, but the dummy. You think that you picked it up together to me, but lemaisa, you didn't pick it up together. Azay zok teisus rabbeinu peretz. That's not a migu. When you say migu, when you have a tzad that the guy is a shakran, but if you have a tzad that the guy is not a shakran, v'im toimar. The Kaven de Leinoch is the Shaker. He says, Mamash Fakert. I have a Rai is not a Shaker, because why Taki is not saying Kula Shali? Look at the person, stupid guy, why is not saying Kula Shali? Obviously, the guy pushes things that he picked up together. So Migu doesn't help. He brings a Rai, the Gemara says, a lady comes with a war. She says her husband died in the war. So she's not Nemo, because we say that a lady in a war, she hears rumors, and she makes up that her husband died. She has a migu. She could have said, stop, my husband died in the house. So believe her when she says, my husband died in the war, that she's believed. So the Gemara, why we don't believe a lady when she says her husband died in the war? Because we think that she thinks. So what? She has a migu. She could have said, he died in the house. We believe her that she thinks that he died in the war. But we say that she's Fadimian. She says, we walked in the war and he died. So we say in the war, people die, people fall, you think they're dead. It's not Muchach. But believe me, I could have said, Hisham died in my house. We said, we believe you that you think that he died. But we tell you that you don't know what you're talking about. So Zog Rabbeinu Peretz, we believe you that you think that you picked it up together. But we're not sure that it's true. אז זה זוג רבינו פרץ. לא כנראה, לקיימן אל נוכי זה שקר, די נוכי זה שקר מכולו שלי, וראי אל הדובו. ונאמרים, מסבי לי במלחום, אוהינו נאמנס. ומתוסי נאמנס. ואמר, דינו שנאמי, ומי סבי לי במלחום, מי גודי בו יום, ומי זה מתוסי. אלו קיימן אל נוכי זה שקר, די נוכי זה שקר, אוי זה מרס מי זה מתוסי, אלו מרס מסבור מי זה במלחום. פרק גם כבי הגן נחלס דוד, So what the Gemara says in Daf Ches, the Gemara wanted the believer to believe him bechetz yeshili to take reva without a shvua b'migu that he could have said kula sheli. What Taisa brings down, if you say that for such people you don't say migu, so why the Gemara wants to patter him with a shvua with a migu? Man, what's the pshat in Taisa? Taisa brings a raya from a Gemara that the Gemara had a tzad to patter him with migu. How the Gemara had a tzad to patter him b'migu? How the Gemara has a tzad to patter him b'migu? When a person says chetzi sheli, not to make a shvua. Not to make a shvua, because he could have said kulo sheli, but we say we don't say migu to people that have a mistake. Zog Rab Kivei Yom Nachlas David. To give him the money we can, because maybe he has a mistake. But why we make him to make a shvua? The shvua is for sure to find out that he's not lying. So, and the tzad that he's a liar, he has a migu. He could have said kula sheli. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, believe him b'migu that he's not a liar, because if he would be a liar, he would say kula sheli. To give him the money with that migu we can, because maybe the reason he's saying chetz yeshali, not kula sheli, because he thinks like that. But it really never happened. So klape the mamanes, you can't give him the mamanes. Of the klape the shaila, if he needs a shvua, he doesn't need a shvua. Klape that we have a migu, because the whole shvua is at the tzad of the sheker. This is the first chelik of Tesis. Lama's on the second chelik. We just started. Vim toimar. Veneimed de insofek moitzi midei vadai. והאומר כולו שלי יש לו בוודאי החצי והאומר חצי שלי סופק אם יש לו בכלום כדאומר בפרק החוי לצופק ויובם שבו הולך לגניף סיסה בו סופק אומר ברמסטר עד ואיסלי ופלגי ויובם אומר עד בעוד ואיסלי ואיסלי ולוודאי מידי הב ליובם וודאי וסופק סופק ואין סופק מייצי מידי וודאי What is the case of the Gemara? I just want to have the case of the Gemara and then we could start. A person dies, he only has one son. The other son is dead. So the halacha is he yarshins. The brother makes yibum to his brother's wife and is a baby born. The baby claims that he was already, his mother already had him before the yibum. And b'meila, he's the son of the dead person. So he yarshins the grandfather 50%. The Yavam says, no, it was only one brother. I married your mother. You're my son. So again, Reuven dies, and he has two kids, Shimon and Levi. Levi dies. So Reuven had two kids, Shimon and Levi, and Levi is dead. Now Reuven dies. So Be'ezim Shimon Yarshitz. Shimon made Yibum to Ashes Levi, and a baby is born. The baby claims, I'm the son of Levi, but Mele, I yarshin your father. It doesn't have to be that Reuven died first. Well, two brothers, Shimon and Levi, a regular case. Levi dies, Shimon does Yibum. And as a baby born, they call him the name of his father, Levi. So now it's Shimon and the little Levi. And they have a fight the whole time. Shimon tells Levi, you're my son, I married your mother. And Levi says, my mother was already Mu'beres when you did Yibum. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew, but I'm not your son. B'meile, I'm the son of Levi. So now when Reuven dies, I'm Levi. So I yarshin, I'm the son of Levi. I will yarshin Reuven. And Shimon says, no, you are not there. I married your mother. You're my son. So I yashin the whole thing, you'd get nothing. So the Gemara says, Havele Shimen Vadai, he for sure gets 50%. He's a son. Levi is a Suffolk. And Suffolk might be Nevada. Frek says, by us also, the Oimer Kulo Shali for sure has a half. I will explain it the way the Achoyim explained it. He for sure picked up the talis. The Chetzya Shali, Suffolk if he picked up the talis, right? So give everything to the Bala Kulo Shali. I'll explain it. Kulo Shali, everyone agrees that he picked up the talis. Because he has to have a half. Chetzya Shali, we're not sure if he picked it up or not. If we're not sure if he picked it up, ain't Suffolk, Moitzim Midevada. What is the difference? We'll stop. I will ask tomorrow to come in time. The Rosh Hashiva wants to come a little bit to shear tomorrow. Not to shear, just to be a little bit. So if we could start in time.